Hi, y'all. This is Marion Finch of Finch and Duff. I want to tell you a story. You see, one time I was camping. I don't rightly remember where, but it was in North Carolina. Somewhere between Asheville and Boone, I believe. Can't tell you where, cause I was six packs in and half a bottle of whiskey. I set up camp, and as the stars grew bright at night, I was sitting there all alone, when suddenly, out of nowhere, he appeared. Seven feet tall, covered in hair. My God, I thought to myself, is that Sasquatch?
It's Sasquatch.
He seemed nervous and scared at first, but I had a cooler of beer, so I opened it up and offered him a drink.
Sasquatch loves corn.
And, well, surprise, 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 he came over to my side.
Sasquatch by your side.
He sat down on a log and I said, well, hello, Mr. Sasquatch. He replied with a little story. He said,
what will you say, Sasquatch?
Hey, I've been living out here a long time. I've never met anybody else out here who's offered me a beer.
Well, have all you want, Sasquatch, my friend.
You seem like the kind of guy a Sasquatch could really talk to.
Open up, Sasquatch. I'm a man who is open to the universe.
Well, in that case, I've got a lot of ideas about neoliberalism.
Sasquatch for Bloomberg.
That's when things turned a little sideways. You see, I just divorced my third wife, Deborah. And I really wasn't interested in more of that.
More of that crap.
So I had to quickly decide, do I listen to Sasquatch and his ideas, air quotes? Or do I try to gracefully excuse myself from this conversation? And the time it took me to think of what to say next, Sasquatch had already moved on, and he said,
I've got some really good mushrooms if you want a trip tonight.
Well, now that did tickle my fancy. And I said, Sasquatch, I'll tell you what. Let's not talk about neopolitics or this or that. But let's eat some shrooms and see where it goes. And he said,
sounds funky, brother.